At the UW-Madison, the average lag behind the national norm is $6,000. It's worse at UW-Milwaukee, where a typical full-time professor is making $22,000 less than the national average. The story is much the same at Wisconsin's private schools. John Curtis did the study for the American Association of University Professors. He says states like Wisconsin have been slow to increase professors' salaries in recent years. That means faculty here have been fleeing to similar institutions elsewhere, which are paying much more. Curtis says that's not likely to change, even in this recession.
There will be cases where a university is looking to build up a particular program or just to hire in a specific area, and they may find that somebody at, say, Wisconsin-Madison or Wisconsin-Milwaukee is the person they're looking for, and they would be willing to pay the salary required to recruit that person away.
Governor Doyle says there's no money to do anything about the pay gap for the time being. His proposed budget has no tax money for any state employee raises for the next 2 years. Curtis says the true effect of the recession on higher education won't be known until this time next year. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.